With fewer than 100 days in office, President Trump has taken actions that have affected immigrants and refugees in Seattle. Travel bans, increased enforcement, crackdowns on sanctuary cities. KUW's immigration team takes a look back at some of the voices we heard during the first 3 months.
I'm establishing new vetting measures to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States of America. We don't want them here.
The airport chaos started just hours after President Trump's executive order. Washington Governor Jay Inslee called the action incompetent and blatant religious discrimination.
What type of inhumane attitude allows that to happen in this nation?
We do provide attorneys at Guantanamo Bay. We should be able to provide attorneys right here at SeaTac Airport. We will not let this stand.
President Trump made a commitment as a candidate, Trump, to protect America and America's first, and he did just that.
I still remember the day that the order was signed, and it was literally like somebody had just punched us in the stomach. It was just like the air just came, it was out.
We're here today to announce that I'm filing a lawsuit today in federal court against President Trump. It asked the court to declare key provisions of President Trump's executive order on immigration unconstitutional.
Even if it were a Muslim ban, it would be legal. Judges have no legal right to interfere in these questions, because if this precedent stands, the American people will no longer have the authority to decide who gets to come in and who is kept out of their own country.
Friends and family welcomed a Syrian refugee named Jada Al-Halabi at SeaTac Airport yesterday. Speaking through an interpreter, she said it was the best day of her life.
We're very thankful that we're now back together and just to be as we were before, one family. And thank you to everyone who helped my family.
What do you want people to know about you and the other so-called dreamers who were brought here undocumented as kids?
It's a fight. These are the most resilient people that you will meet. They're fighting every day for existence. We are exposed every day when we walk down the streets, but we still fight.
To me, Trump made it okay to be, you know, racist. And I was worried for me and my family. There have never been a day that goes by that I did not wish I was white. Ever since Trump won, like, I just want to know what it feels like.
I strongly urge our nation, states, and cities and counties to consider carefully the harm they are doing to their citizens by refusing to enforce our immigration laws and to rethink these policies. Such policies make their cities and states less safe and put them at risk of losing federal dollars.
It should not be, and we should not allow the federal government to use local police and our agencies to act as a federal militia. And that's exactly what they're doing.
You know, we spent a lot of time during the election talking about the terrible things that might happen. The last 5 days have proved that it's going to happen. I'm willing to lose every single penny to protect those people.
KUW's immigration team will continue to bring you stories on how the Trump administration is affecting refugees and immigrants in the Puget Sound region.